Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We do have to talk about the wide receivers here because Alshon is a big deal. Given the circumstances that are going around the team right now, it's pretty easy to get excited for Alshon Jeffrey. The offense just hasn't been great. And the wide receivers, man, what a disappointment. Going into this preseason, I couldn't stop talking about them. I'm thinking, oh my God, they've got like six, seven guys that are all interesting NFL caliber players. They're going to be great. And then Hollins goes on IR, and Wallace goes on IR, and you're looking at Marcus Wheaton, and he stinks, and they cut him. And Kamar Aiken comes back after they cut him, and he stinks. And it's just like, man, the wide receivers, they go from being pretty good to really sucky. Sheldon Gibson hasn't done anything noteworthy. DeAndre Carter, who was really good in the preseason, got cut. Like, it's just, there's not a lot to be excited about with the wide receiver core. And Alshon being out these few weeks made it even more noticeable. So there is an excitement when he comes back and joins the Eagles. And again, totally deservedly so. But it is worth noting that part of the reason why we're so excited to have Alshon back is because Aguilar didn't take that step that you hoped he would. I thought Aguilar was going to be a little bit better. I did. The way he came out last season, and he was phenomenal. He was absolutely phenomenal. Over the course of the year, let's see, Aguilar, 62 catches, 768 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Now, those numbers in a, you know, compared to like top wide receivers, not a big deal, but allow me to give you the numbers of Alshon Jeffrey last season. 57 catches, 789 yards, and 9 touchdowns. They're almost identical. I mean, really, Aguilar and Jeffrey had basically the same season last year. And so as much as I knew that it was the first year for Aguilar really figuring it out, it had been a struggle, I thought he'd give me more. And for him to be the guy that needed to really move the chains for the Eagles at the wide receiver position, he just doesn't have it. He's not that guy. I wanted to believe that he was that guy. I really like his route running and just his quickness. But, man, nope. No, not the case. And so seeing that in those three games in such a real way, it puts the whole thing in perspective a bit. You know, Aguilar's contract is going to be coming up. Well, what do you give him? What's he worth? And how much is another wide receiver worth? You know, we look at Mike Wallace, and once he goes out of the lineup, it is a problem. You lost something, and Aguilar's not able to cover that with Jeffrey out. By the way, Jeffrey does have an injury history, and so it's not easy to say that, oh, well, Alshon's just going to be there week in and week out. It's fine. That's not necessarily true. And so when I'm looking at Aguilar, yeah, I'm a little disappointed. I am. I'm excited Jeffrey's back, and Jeffrey is probably going to make Aguilar better, but it's a shame it has to be that way as well. And so when it comes to the wide receivers, it's really frustrating right now. And I wish it was better. I thought it was going to be better. It's not. And again, with Alshon's injury history and the fact that Aguilar is not performing the way we thought, this could be a problem again. Like, having Alshon come back now doesn't mean it's fixed for the year. And so this is something we're going to have to hold our breath with a little bit and really lean on the tight ends as well. So how do you feel about this wide receiver core? Because even with Jeffrey coming back, I don't feel great.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.